This is a catamaran, something I dreamed up to do for a stand-up. And this is the first one I made. This one's 14 feet long. It's won most of the races it's been in. Since then, I made a 16-foot one and an 18-foot one.
How fast can it go?
In flat water, you can paddle it maybe six, seven knots.
But what about in, like, is it good for downwinders?
This is not. The cats don't do well for downwinders because they tend to broach. But we don't get much downwinders here in California. We don't get a whole lot of downhill swell. So we're generally paddling in, you know, maybe a little bit lumpy water, but not swells big enough to ride. The monohulls, the coastal cruisers, are much better for the downwinders, like the ones you saw next door or...
What are these? These are the ones you're riding, or what?
These are being repaired. This is a coastal cruiser here, that orange one.
Oh, like the one we saw upstairs.
Right. That one's 14 feet, I believe.
And then this one right...
That's just a regular all-around board that Sonny Miller's board. It's just here for repairs.
Are these carbon?
No.
These black ones?
They're just black pigment. Those are for Herbie Fletcher, for a couple of friends of his who are artistic characters from New York and wanted something weird and got it.
So you're just fixing up the dinghy?
Yeah, Sonny's is in here for repairs. It's got a few holes in it, and that orange one's in here for repairs.
Oh, so this is kind of cool. This shows what the what that glass...
Yeah, this
what
is
your glass
is,
looks like, huh?
Yeah, this is Drew's art image here.
So this is like material kind of.
Yeah, it's like a rayon.
Almost like a screen. It's almost screened, huh?
Yeah, it's some kind of a printing deal. They run this stuff through, and Drew has a lot of art images.
It looks really.
There's another one.
It looks really, really cool on the board, though. I mean, this looks almost see-through-ishness, but. Mm-hmm. Once you get it on the board, it looks almost painted, right?
Yeah. Once you get it on the board, it's pretty close to Drew's art. This one's kind of cool.
Probably should have shot everything on this camera. It's so much clearer. That's nice.
So Drew Brophy art for available for...
So it's like a two-for-one-er, right? Get a board and art.
Yeah, so it's, you know, available at a reasonable price. Drew these days costs a lot of money to...
What is that on?
Whoops, salt. Salt in resin, which is very good for traction and will definitely take your skin off.
Huh. So you got to wear booties with that or something, or what?
Yeah, you know, you can get away without booties, but if you fall down, it'll...
Salt and resin.
It'll take the skin off your elbow.
Will it corrode? It's almost like, feels like that stuff that's on the ground. That makes it so you don't fall down.
Well, it is. We put a coat of resin on it and just table salt, just sprinkle table salt all over it. It makes a good...
Put Hawaiian salt, just damage everybody, man.
Popcorn salt's better. It's real fine. This is regular salt. It's pretty gritty. You actually can sand it just a little bit to smooth it out because it's pointy. It'll grind you up. And the dark color underneath it is hemp. And that was an inlay, which is this stuff right here.
Hemp.
Yeah.
A hemp inlay.
Yeah, this is hemp. This is the stuff. It turned real dark when it got on the board, but this is hemp.
It's kind of thick, that cloth that you're putting on there, huh?
Well, this is from Rainbow Sandals. And I just asked Sparky about this. I had a dream of putting hemp inlay on the deck of the board one night. And I told Sparky...
Does it make it stronger?
Oh,
it's... Because hemp is strong, right?
Incredibly strong. Hemp and epoxy are so strong you can't believe it.
Would you use that instead of glass?
Well, we replaced some of the glass.
Uh-huh.
We put glass over it, but I put a lot less on it because this stuff is thick and it got heavy.
Yeah.
But I just put one layer of hemp and one layer of glass over the top of that thing, and it's bulletproof.
Jeez.
I'd like to try hemp.
Try putting it in a paddle. It might be heavy, though, huh?
Well, this stuff here is thick because it's almost like hop sack. But if you could get something thin like
t-shirt
material. It's
like a potato bag-looking thing.
Yeah, exactly, rice bag. But if you could get a thin... Thinner weave, like t-shirt material, I think would be pretty cool. This stuff absorbs a lot of resin, so it's a little bit scary. But it came out really strong. Cutting it with a blade, it's like trying to cut, you know, sheet metal.
That's crazy. Is that what is on this one or in this one? The hemp?
The top one.
Top one. Oh, underneath, huh?
Yeah, that's under the glass. The dark color is under the glass.
Thing will mess you
the
up.
The texture is a clear deal. It's on top of it all.
Mm-hmm. Cool.